Hi, may I speak with Tina?
Hi, this is Tina.
Hi, Tina. My name is Ed. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are entirely confidential. Tina, the first question is kind of strange, so please bear with me. I got to read it verbatim. Do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Thank you. And you was born in 1995, is that correct?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Are you registered to vote, or like many people, you are not registered to vote? Are you registered to vote?
I'm pretty sure I'm registered.
Okay, thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Thank you. And what is your race? I got white, black, or African-American, African-Indian, Alaskan Native, Asian?
I think I'm Caucasian.
Okay, thank you. And in general, do you feel negative or positive about each of the following, your own future?
Positive.
Thank you. And how about the future of the country?
Positive and negative. Depends on what.
Which one, mostly, which one do you agree with more, negative or positive, the future of the country?
Positive.
Thank you. And the future of the planet? Planet Earth, Mother Earth.
Positive.
How do you feel about that? Thank you.
I know it's negative, but in my world, I'll look at it positive.
Okay, that's good. No, that's perfect. I like that. Better to be positive. Yeah. That's much better.
Yeah.
No matter how frequently you voted in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power, from 0 to 10.
I would say 2.
You don't think it has a lot of power?
No, 0 being 2, like 3 being almost no power.
Okay, thank you. And of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Student loans. I'm going to read you a list. Student loans.
The
following issues, I'm going to read you a list that I have about 10 issues. I need 3 of them that are the most important to you personally. The first one is student loans or education. Mm-hmm. Or immigration, or climate change, or gun violence, or racism and discrimination, or abortion access, or crime, or national security, or mental health, or economic and cost of living, or the economy and cost of living, or health care. Which are the 3 most important issues to you?
Man, this is all bad. Can you read them again from...
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Yes, not a problem. The first one is student loans. The second one is education. And the third one is immigration. Fourth one is climate change. Fifth one is gun violence. 6 is racism and discrimination. 7 is abortion access. 8 is crime. 9 is national security. 10 is mental health. 11 is the economy and the cost of living, and 12 is healthcare.
Okay, it would be healthcare, economy, and the cost of living.
Okay.
And
one more.
I would say those are all answers. We'll say... gun violence. We'll do
gun violence. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, thinking about this chapter of your life, with which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize? They are priority to you most. Caring for senior family members, improving or maintaining mental health, having or caring for children, work-life balance, economic security and financial independence, advancing in your career, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, your education, relationships like romantic partnership or friendships, hobbies, and free time activities. Which are the three of the, that where you think that is more, it's a priority to you, that you consider to be a priority?
I would say,
I read them to you again. Caring for senior family members. That's the first one. The second one is improving or maintaining mental health. Third one is having a caring for children. The fourth one is work-life balance. The fifth one is economic security and financial independence. The sixth one is... economic security and financial independence, okay. And the other one is advancing in your career. Okay, thank you. And the other one is contributing to positive change in your community. The other one is improving or maintaining physical health, your education.
The community one.
The community one, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. We have all three now. Which of the following traits are most important to you, to your identity? You may choose up to three. I'm going to read you a list, a trait. Your habits or interests, your spiritual religious belief, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, being young, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, friend, your profession, being American, being a woman, your personality, the traits that you mostly identify with.
Okay, personality is one.
Okay, okay.
Religious or spiritual background is another.
Which one? I'm sorry?
The religious or spiritual background.
Okay, okay.
And what's the other one? Can you read them?
Okay, your hobbies or interests, being a member of your racial ethnic group, your sexual orientation, being young, your role in relationships like being a mom, caregiver, wife, friend, your profession, being American, being a woman.
So you said relationship was one and profession was one, right?
Profession, being American, being a woman, and your role in relationship, being young, your sexual orientation, being a member of your racial...
You said being young?
Yes, ma'am.
Being young one of them?
Yes, that's one of them.
Do you want to pick that one? Yeah, listen to that one. Yeah.
Okay, great. Hey, why not? You're young, you're only young once. Trust me, believe me. When you think about the American... political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Okay, this is the emotions
what
that
system?
You feel. The American political system. What emotions do you
American
feel?
What emotions?
Sorry. I'm sorry? The American political system.
Oh, okay, got it.
Okay, the first one is pride. The second one is exhaustion. Of being exhausted, hope, anger, frustration, disappointment, sadness, happiness, dread. What are the two emotions that come to your mind when you think about the American political system? I only need two.
What are the options?
The first one is pride. The second one was exhaustion, being exhausted. The third one is hope. You want the exhaustion?
Yeah, that's the exhaustion.
Okay, the next one is hope. The next one is anger and frustration. The other one is disappointment or sadness. And the other one is happiness, and the other one is dread.
Let's do just sadness, disappointment, sadness.
Which one? I'm sorry, say that again.
Like disappointment, sadness.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A. I'm going to read them to you. It's three statements. But which one comes closest to the way you feel, the way you think? Our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. That's statement A. CMMB says our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but could in the future. CMMC, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Which one does come closest to the way you to the way you think, your opinion? Which one comes closest? What's CMMB? A, B, or C?
B.
Okay, it did not work effectively now, but it could in the future. Thank you. Okay, what factors are most to blame for the U.S. government and political system not working effectively? You may choose up to three of the following. Corporate money has too much influence. That's number one. The two-party system. That's number two. Too many old white men in power. Number three, power-hungry politicians seeking control. The next one is politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people. Division and gridlock between political parties. Systematic racism. Not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard. Which three is the one that is most to blame, according to your opinion? Corporate money has too much influence. That's number one. You want me to read them again?
Yeah, read them again, please.
Okay, the first one is corporate money has too much influence, or the two-party system, the Democrat and the Republican, too many old white men in power, power-hungry politicians seeking control, politicians are out of touch with the daily life of most people, division and gridlock between political parties, systematic racism, not enough people getting involved to make our voices heard.
Okay, we'll do the people not being close, like them not being close to the issue, to the people.
Okay, yeah. You're talking about politicians out of touch with the daily life of most people.
Yeah, and then the other one right after it, which one was that one?
Division and gridlock between the two political parties, between political parties.
Yeah.
Okay, and what else? One more? The other one is corporate money has too much influence, the two-party system, too many old white men in power, power-hungry politicians seeking control, systematic racism. Okay.
Control. Honestly, the corporate money isn't influencing, Sure, we could do that, but, I don't like the wording of it, you know?
Which one?
The first
systematic
one, I don't necessarily...
Go ahead.
Because it's not so much corporate. I don't know, the wording of that first one, I would say the economic...
Oh, corporate money has too much influence?
But it's not really... Yeah, I mean, sure, I would word it differently, but sure, we could do that one. It's not...
You want to do that one? Okay, not a problem. Okay, thank you. Okay, now, how much do you think decisions made by the parliament affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? I'm going to reach you the first one. Your city government, do they affect your decisions a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
The government, does it affect my decisions?
How much do you think decisions made by the parliament affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? Your city government. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all. Which one?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. How about the President Biden? The president. Is their decision affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, not at all?
For what thing?
President Biden.
Personal life?
Yeah, the
not
president?
At
not at all. Thank you.
I don't know.
Okay. Community organizations like nonprofits, grassroots coalitions. A lot, somewhat, a little, not at all.
And the question is how involved they are, the government?
No, how much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Community organizations like, yes.
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Thank you. ballot initiative, proposed laws that the public votes on directly, ballot initiatives. Do they affect your life in any way, that decision that they make, ballot initiative? They propose laws that the public votes on directly. So they propose laws. That's what they do.
Right.
Does that affect?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Your state government? A lot? Somewhat? A little? Not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The Supreme Court? A lot? Somewhat? A little? Not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Congress? A lot? Somewhat? A little? Not at all?
Somewhat.
Thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ plus customers and deny them services. That's not very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated.
No, I don't even say that again.
Okay. Now you will hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation.
Okay.
Okay. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to allow businesses to discriminate against LGBTQ customers and deny them services. How about that affects your motivation to help enact change? Very motivating, someone unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Yeah, that makes me motivated.
Very or somewhat?
Larry.
Oh, thank you. In 2022, the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade. How about that? Would that make you very motivated, somewhat motivated, somewhat unmotivated, or not at all motivated to help and not change?
Yes, very motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means college and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. How about that? Would that make you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to block the student loan forgiveness program, which aimed to deliver up to $20,000 in relief to millions of borrowers, to millions of students. Would that make you very motivated, somewhat unmotivated, not at all motivated?
Somewhat motivated.
Thank you. Now, in your opinion, how effective are each of the following options to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Boycotting a company, very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Say it again?
In your opinion, how effective are each of the following actions to make the change you want to see in the U.S.? Boycotting a company, would that be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all? Boycotting a company.
Oh, what kind of company?
Any company. Boycotting a company.
Somewhat effective. If not, more effective.
Very effective or somewhat effective?
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Contacting or attending an event with the elected representative. Would you think that would be very effective? Somewhat effective? Not very effective? Not very effective. Thank you. Signing a petition, would that be very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all?
I don't know. Probably not effective.
Okay. Not very effective? Or not,
not
effective,
very effective
at all? Okay, thank you.
Attending a
protest, very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective at all? Not effective at all.
Not very effective.
Thank you. Volunteer for an advocacy organization. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Voting in elections. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Sharing your opinions with friends and family in person or on social media. Very effective, somewhat effective, not very effective, not effective at all.
Somewhat effective.
Thank you. Moving right along, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, please think about the barriers that may have made it harder for you to vote in certain elections. The following are barriers people have reported that keep them from voting, which best describe why you may not have voted in previous elections, not the one coming up previous. You may choose up to three. You didn't know enough about the candidates. You didn't think your vote will be counted properly. Inconvenience like long lines, distant polling, or ballot drop-off locations. The candidates didn't represent your values. You didn't know how or when to vote or register. You did not have time to vote. Voting does not change things that matter to you. There was an intimidating presence at your polling place. Your mail-in ballot didn't arrive in time. Which three would you think that kept you from voting previously? Or if none of the above, you can also say that if none of them prevented you from voting, or if it has... I'm sorry?
Not enough time.
None of the above, you said?
Not enough time?
Okay, yeah. I got it. Not enough time. Ballot didn't arrive in time, long lines, convenient. Okay, not enough time. And what else? You may choose up to three, or you want to choose another one? Or just do it soon?
We'll do that one, plus intimidation to not know the
candidate. Okay. Intimidation. Okay.
How much longer is
the
survey?
We're already at 80%. Only a few more questions. We're almost done. Okay. For each of the following, please rate whether the information presented makes you want to engage more or less in the political system in the United States, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. Young voters turn out in huge numbers in 2022, mobilized by issues like abortion. We elected the highest number of women, LGBTQ, Black, Hispanic, and WFDI representatives in history, and our power is only growing. Millennial and Gen Z Americans will make up half of eligible voters by 2024, giving young voters decisive influence on election outcomes. Let's put this power into action so our government reflects us and our values. Will that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
Engage a little more.
Thank you. The federal government recently passed a new clean energy plan projected to cut pollution by 40% by the end of the decade. This is crucial since the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, reported that we need to take action within the next 10 years to avoid pushing the planet past the point of catastrophe warming. We must continue to push measures like this for a livable and sustainable future. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, or engage a lot less?
Engaged a little more.
Thank you. In 2022, the Supreme Court struck down the right to abortion by overturning Roe v. Wade, restricting access for people across the country and triggering near total bans in 24 states. But young women have made it clear that we want to accept this attack on our rights by coming together to protest and vote against restrictive measures. Let's match this energy to protect the freedom to make our own decisions about our bodies. Would that make you engage a lot more, engage a little less, engage a lot less?
A little more.
Thank you. And right now, most of us are struggling with rising prices and low wages, while the wealthiest corporations are making record profits and paying zero in federal taxes. The powerful few have always worked to rig the rules by paying politicians for policies that increase their own bottom line. We must fight back to demand that corporations be held accountable and pay their fair share. Engage a lot more, engage a little more, engage a little less, engage a lot less.
Engage a little more.
Thank you. Okay, now, what are the media sources that you check most for new content? You may choose to YouTube, international news outlets, podcasts, Facebook, Instagram, news or informational articles online, national TV news stations, local TV news stations, TikTok, Twitter.
TikTok.
And what else?
Instagram.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about the content you consume online, which topics do you seek out the most? You may choose to hobbies, tips or hacks, science, technology, health, beauty, self-care, humor, MS, music, shows, new movies, news or current events, sports, government, politics, business or finance. Which two?
Oh, man. Music and self-care.
Okay. Thank you. This is just for statistical purposes. We just about done. What is the last grade that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have a bachelor's.
Okay. Wow. Thank you. Well, that's good. Go for the master's. Do you consider yourself, one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual, or four,
heterosexual?
Thank you. And are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Are you the parent or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, a Democrat, or independent?
Neither.
Independent?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. How would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary laid off, unemployed,
full-time.
Retired? Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else?
I don't think I voted.
You don't think that you were too young, not eligible to vote, or you did not vote?
I don't know.
You did not vote. I guess we did, that's fine. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine. Less than $24,999, less $25,000 to $34,999, $35,000 to
$44,999. $20,000
last year. Okay, so less than $24,999?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, that concludes our survey. You've been great. Thank you so much for your participation. Have a good night. It was an honor. Thank you.
You're
Take
welcome.
Care. Have a good one.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye.